Sanctuary. The sanctuary, still adorned with remnants of the original paints and flourishes, picture frames, and stenciling, can be seen as the heart of the church. Here, the priest, dressed in brightly colored vestments, led the mass. During the most sacred parts of the ceremony, he sang the words, facing toward the altar, his back to the congregation. Scriptures were read from the pulpit, reconstructed on the east wall beside the sanctuary. The service was conducted in a combination of Latin, Spanish, and Ootam. Standing under the high dome, you might imagine the brightly painted decorations on the walls and ceilings, flickering candles, the congregants kneeling in the nave, the sound of chants, prayers, and song reverberating through the room. The combination of these things was meant to create a mental distance from the day's hard work happening just outside the doors. The Ootam and Uemi people of the mission might have found the rituals of the Mass strange upon first introduction to the Catholic faith, the practice of kneeling, standing, then kneeling again during a ceremony conducted in primarily foreign tongues was no doubt confusing for some. Eventually, however, these strange customs became familiar and blended with the spiritual and religious beliefs of the indigenous communities. Today, many Ootam and Uemi people practice this uniquely intertwined religious tradition.